Why are schools in Cardiff being reorganised, and what are some of the problems facing Cardiff schools at the moment?
Well, it was a Welsh Assembly directive that we had to make schools fit for the 21st century. And in order to do that, you need money. The Welsh Assembly government indicated that they would not be able to fund unless we got rid of what they call surplus places. Surplus places are empty places in schools. And every school has what we call a standard number. But in the past, birth rate has fallen in areas where there's been a predominance of rented housing, because the reason one got council housing, shall I say, was because you had to have a certain number of points and you went to the list, to the top of the list. And of course, the more children you had, the more points you would get. When those estates were built, those people, they might have had three or four children and they got their houses. Those youngsters have grown up and flown the nest and got families of their own and probably left and bought their own houses. So there are fewer and fewer, or there's a lesser demand for places now in certain areas of the city. However, some years ago we had all the figures. They were checked, double-checked, scrutinised, double-scrutinised. Now we find, from the last census figures, which was published a couple of months ago, that in certain areas of the city, Cardiff South and Cardiff West, the birth rate is actually going up. And when we scrutinised the figures a few years back, we actually built in a 10% factor, so that if the birth rate did go up, we would be able to cope. And we are able to do that on the west side of the city. However, the east side of the city, the birth rate is still down to what it used to be. And in the north, it's fairly static.
So in layman's terms, for people who might not understand how councils work, how are the proposals developed?
Officers look at the figures, look at the numbers on roll. That's the number of actual pupils you have in the school in every classroom. And as you know, school funding is based on pupil numbers. Okay? It's called ORPU, it's age weighted pupil allowance. And if your numbers are decreasing, you obviously have less money to spend on your school and on your pupils. Now, in many, many cases, when the numbers get very, very low, it does mean that that school, particularly in secondary schools, cannot provide a broad-based curriculum for its pupils. And therefore, you have to do something about it. And you know, this is the reason that we've gone along this route.
So which schools will be fundamentally affected by these changes?
Well, Llanedin, I've mentioned, that's one. Llanrumney and Rumney, currently it went out for consultation and the residents, you know, don't want it because we're going to use the equivalent of one football pitch they will lose on their green open space. It's next to Rumney Leisure Centre. The residents then applied for village green status for that, and we're currently awaiting the approval or the disapproval by the judge as to whether village green status will be allowed. The minister, he's approved our proposals for the Llanrumney and the Rumney school. He's approved it, but it is subject to planning permission being obtained.
Yeah.
I don't really foresee problems with planning permission, but you have to go through all the stages and everything has to be just right, spot on. And you know, you wouldn't be submitting just an outline planning permission. You would want full details because the issue is contentious. We're going to hopefully have a new build for Ysgol Tregana, which shares a site with Radnor Road English Medium School in Canton, but it is terribly overcrowded. And the one option at one time was for Lansdowne Primary School to close and for the Welsh Medium Ysgol Tregana to move into Lansdowne. But the minister turned that down. So we are now proposing to have a new build school for that. We are proposing to reduce Whitchurch High School by one form of entry,